in the Guinness Book of Records, the woman who has the most children was from Harvey, Illinois. She's in the Guinness Book of Records. My mom knew her very well. She was married. Her and her first husband had 11 children. And then he died. And her and her second husband had 12 children, and he died. And then her and her third husband had 13 children, and he died. Then she died. We went to the funeral. They were lowering in the ground, and my mother said, "Well, they're finally together." I said, "Her and her first husband?" She said, "No, her legs." You're a good audience, you really are. So I said that already. I know I may repeat myself, I'm sorry, but that runs in my family. And I know you probably have people like this in your family who always repeat themselves. I had an aunt, whenever you went over her house, she'd always say the same thing. "Is it hot in here, or is it just me?" 2 minutes later, she'd say, "Is it cold in here, or is it just me?" Last year she died, I went to the funeral. I was so afraid she's gonna sit up in the coffin and say, "Is everyone dead in here, or is it just me?" I remember when I was a kid, I went to my first funeral here in Harvey. Now, when you're 7 years old and you go to a funeral, it was a big thing in the neighborhood. An old man, Mr. Pellegrini, died, 94 years old, and the whole neighborhood was there. And I always thought adults say the dumbest damn things at funerals. You ever see this? They look into the coffin and say, "He never looked better." You had to have been pretty ugly for death to improve your looks, right? And Italians are the worst. They talk to the guy in the coffin. Yeah, they dragged me up there. "Pa, look who's here, Tommy." Meanwhile, the back of my hair is standing up on end now, right? And if he says, "Thanks for coming," I'm gone. Another thing Italians like to do, they like to put the guy's favorite items in the coffin. "Here, Pa loved this. Let's just put this in the coffin here." Put his favorite hat, his favorite pipe. Meanwhile, the dog's in the corner saying, "I never liked that son of a bitch." There were three brothers who used to hang around together all the time, three black dudes. One was a Abbott, one was a Kellogg, one was a Brackens. They hung around together 40 years, and they used to drink in all the bars here in Harvey. And then Abbott died, and so the other two went to the funeral. They drank for 40 years together. Finally, everybody left, and they said, "Hey, we should take Abbott out for one more round of drinks." So they went in the coffin and took him out. Yeah, they each got a hand under the elbow. When they're right around the corner of the first bar, they just leaned him up against the bar. They told the bartender, "Three shots of your finest whiskey." The bartender set up three shots, and he said, "It'll be a dollar." They said, "We'll pay you later. Run a tab." Every time the bartender turned around, they'd drink Abbott's drink and put it right back down again. About 2 hours later, the bartender said, "Well, I'm closing up. You owe me $84. They said, "Abbott will pay for it," and they walked out. Now, the bartender said, "Look, man, I got to have my money." And, of course, Abbott didn't say anything. He said, "Man, don't pull that drunk stuff with me. I've had everything pulled on me. I want my $84. Abbott didn't say nothing. He said, "Man, I get my money, or I'm going to punch you right in the mouth." Abbott didn't say nothing. The bartender punched him in the mouth. Abbott hit the floor. In the door came the other two guys. They knelt down. They looked up at the bartender. They said, "Now you did it. You killed him." The bartender said, "I had to. The son of a bitch pulled a knife on me."